Robbie Gold back with the final horn. This week's guest, Patrick Manley, number 65. Patrick, welcome to the final horn.
Well, thanks for having me, Robbie. It's a pleasure.
I know you're really excited about this. You're quite the media pick me type of guy.
Yeah, I love them. I love it. All the interviews I do every week.
I feel really special that you're doing this week, because this is a special week for you. When you got drafted in 1998, they wore leather helmets. You're going to be the oldest, I mean, the longest tenured Bear in Bears history. What does that mean? That's pretty special.
Well, you said it right there. All it means to me is that I'm old. I'm fortunate to be here as long as I am, but, at the end, I'm just old.
Now, you also hold the record for most games played in a Bears uniform, passing a number of fellow Bear players, but probably the most notable, one of the 1998 members, as well as Holden Krutz.
That's it. You said it, class of 98. I think it's pretty impressive that you got two guys from one draft class that were able to play as many games as we did. But as he always said, that I participate in the games, he played in the games. So I'll take that. But, it's been a fun run.
What's your favorite part of being in the city of Chicago?
The people. I grew up in the South, and Southern people are good people. But the Midwesterners, to me, are just as good, if not better. And, I've made this my home, and I like the people here.
Favorite Bear moment?
2006, the NFC Championship win, when the snow was coming down, we were on the field, and Mrs. McCaskey was getting her dad's trophy.
First job you ever had?
I worked in my high school as like a ninth grader, painting the goalposts and railings and cleaning up all the stuff around the football facility.
First car you ever drove?
Ford Bronco 2. It was red and white, and put some miles on that thing.
Now, your golf game is pretty good. Obviously, I think you're the best golfer on the team. Pylish is self-proclaiming himself to be the best. How did you get so good at golf?
A lot of practice, but I disagree with that. I think our rankings are Pylish first, and me and you were probably tied for second.
But I'm glad you made me tied for second. That's very nice of you. Very nice of you.
Well, we go back and forth, you and I. But I'd say I just started, when I first got into the NFL, with your offseason, your off time, you just start playing a lot. Had some good teammates before, like Chris Chandler, who's a great golfer. Played with him. He's not only a good golfer, but a good golf teacher, so I learned a lot from him.
Now, is there any impressions or any favorite sayings that you have that Lovey does on any given day or any given time being a captain of the team?
I'm not going to touch that.
Again, any impression of Lovey? Like, come on, big guy. I mean,
that's probably the only ones that come on, big guy. That's probably the only one.
But Tuesday. Another. I mean, you got nothing.
I'm not going to go with that right now. I'm not going to put that on camera.
Well, Pat, congratulations. Thanks for coming on the final horn. And it's an honor, obviously, to have you as a teammate, but also to watch you break the record this Sunday.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Robbie.